Hey guys, it's me, Shannon. I guess I decided to start doing this podcast because, well, let's face it, as most of you know, I have a lot to say. A lot of things that happen in my daily life are things I swear to you I couldn't make up if I tried. But they tend to be some of the most fascinating stories and very entertaining, so that's kind of where I'm going with this. Okay, guys, so I think the first thing I'm going to start off by talking about is that Sunday we are having a birthday party for Mackenzie, since we'll be actually in Florida for her birthday this year. So lucky little girl gets two birthday parties. But anyway, it'll be at my house if you guys want to come. It'll be lots of fun. Anywho. Okay, so now the next thing I want to do is give a shout out to Chrissy, who is not only my sister, but my best friend. She also just happens to be my coworker at the country club. And thanks to her, not that she really has a choice in the matter, but she's going to be working doubles every day for the week that we're gone in Florida. So, thank you. Kudos to you. I love you. I appreciate you. And I would also like to just take a moment to mention how proud of her I am. She's really come a long way. She's really done some amazing things in the last few months. And I could not be more proud to call her my sister and my friend. So, on to the next topic. Okay, so this next segment is going to be called, Are You Serious? So, I want to give you a little backstory. At work, we have recently lost a server, and that server had a husband who also worked with us. And let's just say she didn't really like the way things were going, and so she walked out on our busiest night right before the shift started. Didn't say anything to anybody, just walked out. Okay, fine, whatever. I thought we were all cooler than that. See, where we work, we have a small staff, but we're close. We are kind of like a little family. So I guess I just expected more. But anyway, recently I saw them at the gas station where they proceeded to hide from me, like literally looking down, would not make eye contact. Okay, whatever, girl. Do you? But then I saw them again yesterday. And now let me just tell you, I went to the store, I parked my car, there was nobody next to me. I come out from the store, and lo and behold, who's parked one parking spot away from me? They are. Okay, so not only did you park next to me, but you didn't want to see me, so you climbed in the back seat and hid. Really? You parked right next to me and then got in the back seat to hide. Girl. And guy, I guess. Are you serious? Well, let's just say I did them a favor and pretended not to see them. You're welcome. All right, guys, so the last thing I'm going to talk about today is going to be my mom. I just want to say that this woman has been not only my mom, but my best friend for my entire life. And although she's not perfect, who is? We've all made mistakes, but it's how you bounce back that's really important. I really want to give her a shout out and just let her know how proud I am of her, because like I had mentioned earlier, she too has come a long way and is really just working on herself, and that takes a lot sometimes. And I know a lot of times it seems like it goes unnoticed and all your efforts just seem like no one cares or no one notices. But I do. We all do. And we're all really, really proud of you. You're an amazing person, and I love you with all of my heart. I know things aren't exactly going the way that you wanted them to right now, but as Grandma would say, such is life. Things will get better, but life is what you make it. You have been incredibly helpful to me and my family in so many different ways, and I honestly don't even know what I would do without you. I honestly don't know how I could ever show you the appreciation that I have for you, but I love you so much. 8, 9, 10. All right, guys, so with that being said, I'm going to wrap this up, and stay tuned because there is a lot of craziness coming your way. You didn't even get a glimpse of what's to come. I didn't want to scare y'all off too soon. So with that being said, I'll catch you later.